Wuhan factory accused of poisoning villagers with cancer-causing chemicals. By John Hayward on May 22, 2026. The government of the now infamous city of Wuhan, China, is reportedly investigating a sodium silicate factory for dumping toxic chemicals into the water and soil of a village called Huangtupo, allegedly producing a massive spike in cancer and leukemia among the villagers. Wuhan was the epicenter of the novel coronavirus pandemic, which killed millions of people around the world and inflicted trillions of dollars in economic damage. Despite efforts by the Chinese government to obfuscate the true cause of the pandemic, health experts and intelligence agencies in other countries believe the pandemic was unleashed from the virology lab in Wuhan, possibly as a result of lax safety practices. The Chinese communist regime has a long history of covering up industrial and pharmaceutical disasters for as long as possible, relenting and promising investigations only when public outrage reaches dangerous levels. Watch, Senator Jim Banks, COVID-proofed U.S. must bring drug manufacturing back from China. Such appears to be the case in Huangtupo, a tiny village with 585 residents that has the misfortune to be located near the Changsheng Sodium Silicate Factory, also known as the Changsheng Water Glass Factory. The factory's major product is a mineral adhesive used for waterproofing, plugging leaks, and sealing paper cartons. Several Chinese media outlets suddenly published exposes this week on the horrifying spike in cancer diagnoses among Huangtupo residents. According to the reports, at least 60 of the 585 residents have been diagnosed with various forms of cancer and most of the patients are under 50 years old. 34 of the cancer diagnoses have been logged in just the past 10 years and 19 of those patients have died. The overall cancer incidence rate among the Chinese population is 207.7 per 100,000 people and leukemia occurs in less than 5 per 100,000 residents. Villagers say the sodium silicate plant, which was constructed in 1986 but apparently did not begin producing water glass until after 2001, has never obtained proper environmental permits or filed the necessary environmental impact assessments or pollution reports. The surge of cancer cases coincides with the village obtaining tap water for the first time in 2016. Before that, the villagers relied on fetching their own groundwater. Huangtupo residents told reporters that a drainage ditch running from the factory carries wastewater that is the color of soy sauce. Plants and fish died wherever this discolored water flowed, as did cats who ate the contaminated fish, and crops irrigated with the tainted water were abnormal. Huangtupo is located within the basic ecological control line drawn by the Wuhan municipal government, so the factory should be governed by Wuhan's environmental regulations, and those regulations strictly forbid operating chemical plants within the line. Watch, Senator Tom Cotton, U.S. must recognize China is evil empire scheming to dominate the world. According to Chinese media reports, the factory was ordered to close years ago but continued operating in secret. The villagers began filing complaints in April 2022, but no action has been taken against the factory until now. China's state-run Global Times naturally ignored all of this history in its Tuesday report on the growing controversy, merely informing readers that exposés from other media outlets have attracted wide attention online without telling them why. The Chinese Communist Party mouthpiece mentioned the high incidence of cancer in Huangtupo, but not the history of the factory, the photos of soy sauce wastewater and dead fish, or the long-ignored complaints from the villagers. Instead, the Global Times boasted that the Wuhan government sprang into action and set up a joint investigation team to look into media reports that a sodium silicate factory caused serious environmental damage and harmed villagers' health. Readers were assured that the findings will be released to the public in a timely manner. The team is carrying out a comprehensive and in-depth investigation into issues including villagers' health, the environmental and ecological impact, and the suspension of the factory's production, said a statement from the Wuhan government, relayed without criticism or commentary by the Global Times.